From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, daily COVID-19 cases are at their highest for a Monday at more than 4,000 as the number of Omicron infections rises to 24. DP presidential candidate Lee Jae-myung discusses COVID-19 relief for small businesses, while PPP nominee Yoon Sung-yeol officially launches his election committee. And the foreign ministry highlights challenges stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic and efforts to revive denuclearization talks with North Korea in its annual white paper. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Health authorities reported more than 4,000 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, with a continued spike in infections. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Monday that 4,325 new infections were confirmed throughout Sunday, including 29 from overseas. The daily tally dropped by over 800 from a day earlier, apparently due to fewer tests over the weekend. But it marks the largest figure reported on a Monday and the first time for Monday's number to surpass 4,000. The number of Omicron infections rose by 12 to 24. The number of critically ill patients dropped by 17 from the previous day to 727, staying over 700 for the sixth consecutive day. 41 more people died of the virus. The government has started enforcing tightened caps on private gatherings for 4 weeks in order to contain the latest spike in COVID-19 cases. According to health authorities, starting Monday, up to 6 people can gather in Seoul, Incheon, and the surrounding Gyeonggi province, while up to 8 people can gather for private gatherings in non-capital areas regardless of their vaccination status. The previous caps were set at 10 in the greater metro area and 12 in non-capital regions. The COVID-19 pass system, which previously applied to high-risk virus-prone facilities such as indoor gyms and bars, has been extended to most multi-use facilities, including restaurants, cafes, cram schools, internet cafes, concert halls, and libraries. The system requires people to present proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test for entry. However, it will not be applied to those who go to restaurants and cafes alone, even if they are unvaccinated. The government will allow a one-week grace period before fully enforcing the tightened vaccine pass rule. Starting in February, the system will also apply to teenagers who were born in January 2003 to December 2009. Health authorities said they are not considering deferring the expansion of the COVID-19 vaccine pass to minors between the ages of 12 and 18 for entry to cram schools and libraries, despite protest from some parents and students. At a press briefing on Monday, authorities said no related consultations are underway, as there's deemed to be sufficient time before the requirement is set to take effect on February 1st. As for growing public concern that the entry passes could strip young people of access to learning outside the school system, authorities said there is a greater public need to protect them from the risk of contracting the virus. This comes after petitions were filed by students and parents on the presidential office website, arguing that the passes infringe upon the basic right to refuse vaccination. Ruling Democratic Party presidential candidate Lee Jae-myung called on the government to fully compensate small businesses that suffered losses from heightened social distancing amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Meeting with business representatives on Monday, Lee criticized the government for forcing the group to make sacrifices for the good of the general public while offering far less in aid than other countries when taking into account the country's gross domestic product. He accused the government of forcing the public to shoulder the cost of quarantine instead of expanding public spending, thereby causing household debt to snowball. The DP candidate also urged his main opposition People Power Party rival Yoon Sung-yeol to agree to talks to include the funds to support small businesses in next year's budget. The main opposition People Power Party officially launched its election committee on Monday, about a month after naming Yoon Sung-yeol as its presidential candidate. An event marking the launch was held in southeastern Seoul, attended by key figures, including Kim Jong-un, the party's general chairman overseeing the entire organization of the campaign. During his speech, Yoon called for an administrative change, saying the corrupt and incompetent administration of Moon Jae-in must face public judgment, stressing that the party must declare a victory in the March 9th presidential race to lay the foundation to win future local and general elections. The candidate called for unity in the name of administrative change. The Foreign Ministry published its annual diplomatic white paper on Monday, in which it highlighted enhanced diplomacy last year to address challenges stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. In a separate chapter dedicated to pandemic diplomacy, the ministry cited chartered planes sent to repatriate 52,000 South Korean nationals from 121 countries as of the end of last year. It also mentioned securing imports of masks and industrial parts, exempting business leaders from quarantine, and actively participating in the global fight against the virus. On inter-Korean relations, the ministry said it continued efforts to revive denuclearization talks with North Korea through consultations with the U.S. despite the North's border lockdown and rising cross-border tensions. Continuing to refer to Japan as the closest neighboring country, the ministry said it made efforts to manage and develop two-way ties in a stable manner based on a two-track approach of separating historical issues from future-oriented cooperation. The ministry assessed further development of Seoul's strategic cooperative partnership with Beijing, citing the designation of this year and next year as years of cultural exchange and dialogue among the two sides' high-ranking officials. President Moon Jae-in said the country rose to the ranks of advanced nations through trade and that such achievement must not be repudiated. At a ceremony marking the 58th trade day on Monday, Moon said as a result of the combined efforts of the public, South Korea's trade volume hit the $1 trillion mark in the shortest amount of time ever this year, with cumulative exports in the first 11 months reaching a record $583.8 billion, trade volume is forecast to hit $1.2 trillion in 2021. In an apparent reference to the opposition's criticism that the government is only concerned about patting itself on the back, Moon asked the public to support its achievements despite their remaining tasks, such as tackling economic inequality and polarization. The Jungbuk Hyundai Motors have won the K-League One championship for the fifth consecutive year, becoming the first club ever to do so in the nation's football history. The feat came after Jungbuk defeated Jeju United 2-0 at the 2021 K-League One Final A match held at Jeonju World Cup Stadium on Sunday. The club also achieved an unprecedented total of 9 wins in the league championship. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 4.92 points or 0.17% on Monday, closing the day at 2,973.25. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.